It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. Yes, that's right. DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. Pick your favorite casino game, whether it be slots or blackjack or roulette. DraftKings Sportsbook has it all. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you can play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, this segment, we are going to talk about something that I think got lost in all the news of the past week. And for those of you who didn't see it, there was what I consider a significant development that occurred that really didn't get that much attention. And I want to get your take on it, Dustin. Arizona State's punter, Michael Turk, he declared for the NFL draft. He hired an agent. He did not get drafted, and he did not get signed by an NFL team after the draft. So he also, because of the pandemic, he didn't have a pro day. He wasn't able to work out for NFL teams individually. And even after this declaring for the draft and hiring for the agent, he appealed the ruling that he wanted to come back. And the NCAA allowed him to come back and resume his NCAA eligibility. Is that not huge news?
Well, I can go back and forth on it. I mean, I don't know yet whether this is a precedent changer or whether this is a response to the current times, which are, you know, inherently unprecedented. And Could it open the floodgates for some other guys in this particular class, this draft class, who did the same thing? Maybe they can start drafting appeals. This is really smart by Michael Turk, who's got 2 years of eligibility left at Arizona State, to go through this process and try it in these unprecedented times. And I think there's definitely a case to be made. There's also a case to be made that Michael Turk, as a punter, might not have been drafted no matter what he did, but that's neither here nor there. Are there other kids who are in maybe a similar position who tried their hand at this, who you know, went through the process and didn't get drafted? Can they follow suit? And will the NCAA, you know, we've seen in these situations, the NCAA can be awfully arbitrary in whose waiver they clear and whose they deny. You know, they've come under a lot of scrutiny when it comes to transfer waivers, you know, kids moving closer to home because they have a grandmother who has cancer or something like that, who get denied, but Justin Fields gets approved to go from Georgia to Ohio State and not sit out a year. So it'll be interesting to see what this does in future cases as well. My first thought is that this will probably be limited to a pandemic situation. Like I think next year, if a kid just doesn't get drafted because he doesn't do well enough, he might be able to make a case, but I don't think the NCAA will listen to it. But either way, I do think that it's progress, and it's a sympathetic step towards kids who have been put in an awkward position. A lot of guys, you know, to not be able to go through the workouts, to not be able to have teams come in, to not be able to fly in to visit with teams, I mean, it impacted the draft process, no doubt.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I agree. Where my belief is that the NCAA, like a lot of other places, it's hard to open the door just a little bit. And you brought up the good example where Justin Fields was able to make the transfer, and a lot of other players for reasons that were, you know, pretty thin. All right. And you saw other players, and I don't recall the guy's name, but it was somewhere like around the Carolinas, Virginia, in that area, where the player had a situation, a health situation in his family, but when he moved closer to home, he wasn't within 100 miles. It was like 105 miles, so they didn't allow that one. It was so arbitrary that now it appears, and if it wasn't for all this pandemic thing, we may have seen this ruling already happen, where the NCAA said, you know what, we can't stem the tide anymore. We are going to allow a one-time free transfer in effect. That there's a very good chance the NCAA is going to enact that. My thinking is this one, it's kind of, I have a feeling it might lead to the same thing. Other players this year can definitely, if the one player can use the pandemic, all of them can this year.
Right.
And the problem then is now when you open that door, will it open other doors in the future where the NCAA, if they don't allow it, they look bad, and all of a sudden they say, gee, we got to change our rules.
Yeah, and you know, and you can go back and say, is it fair? Is it practical? Is it okay to not allow kids to explore the draft process and come back anyway? I don't know. I don't really have an opinion or a stance on that. I'm generally in favor of athlete rights, and I think that's becoming, you know, it's evolving over time. And then the other part of it is, you know, maybe this component of it will be impacted by the idea of giving athletes the opportunity to sign endorsement deals and that kind of thing. If you're opening the way, the avenue there, maybe signing with an agent takes a little different shape now moving forward. Once they're able to sign and make a little bit of money on the side, maybe some of these other relationships and some of these other things that were prohibiting factors will change for this. I'm in favor of if you're 20 years old or 21 years old, or you're, you know, for in Penn State's case, let's say Garrett Sickles declares for the draft early, he doesn't get drafted. Should that really impact the rest of his life? You know, and you can say, hey, you got to take responsibility for that, and I'm in favor of that. But at the same time, you know, crazy things happen, and I feel like it's not the worst thing to give a kid the opportunity to come back to school if they explore the process and it doesn't work out.
Well, a couple things in there, Dustin. First of all, that whole name, image, likeness, we probably got a whole segment or an entire show at some point to talk about that. And I think you're right about, you know, what effect that has in this. The other part to it is, I'm probably not, if I could get away with this, as liberal as you are as far as players' rights. But in this situation, as someone who sometimes takes the other side, I agree, though. You brought up a great example with Garrett Sickles. You know, here's a kid who puts himself out for the draft, doesn't get drafted, and all of a sudden, the rest of his life is changed, whereas if he were allowed to come back to school. And other sports allow some of this to happen. You know, baseball, you literally could be, you know, drafted, then go unsigned and go back. This is why I think the NCAA and NFL football should probably get together on this and say, hey, this is not fair to the kids. And maybe the rule has to be either if you don't hire an agent, you could go back. If you don't get drafted this high around, you get to go back. But there seems to be me that there should be a practical solution to an act here to protect the players.
And I get that it's explained to them and they make the commitment and they go for it. I understand all that, but I think it's such a heavy decision, and you know, you want to chase your dreams. And I think athletes are generally confident in themselves and they really believe it. And sometimes they go against counsel. Maybe sometimes they are in a situation where they need to get out there and start actually making money, which then, if that's the case, if there are kids who are doing that prematurely, knowing what the risks are, maybe this whole idea that kids can actually make a little bit of money will change the number of kids who declare too early. You know, like the relationship between all these different things in play for the NCAA, maybe it's a little tighter knit than you might think.
Well, that's a great point, Dustin. And also, you mentioned that as young athletes, they're very confident in themselves, maybe a little too confident. But also, there's a good chance they have someone whispering in their ear, you know, who, you know, a girlfriend, a family member, an agent. Oh, yeah. Because they have nothing to lose if that player declares for the draft and it doesn't turn out well for them. And circling back to your original point, this is a young person. They may be 20 years old, and this decision affects their financial well-being for the rest of their life. They shouldn't be punished because they made a little bit of an error in judgment and being a little too confident in their own abilities. So to me, what harm does it have to create a rule that says, look, if you go undrafted, you could come back to school? Is that so difficult? What harm would that cause in either game, the NFL or college football? What harm would that have, Dustin?
Yeah, and I think, you know, as you mentioned, other leagues allow you to do that. I mean, last I checked, the NBA would allow you to explore the draft, test the water. If you don't hire an agent, you can come back. And then the other part of it is these evaluations that kids get, they're vague. And I don't know how trustworthy they are. I honestly don't know how trustworthy they are, how much stock you should put in them. Whether you should follow them to the letter of the law. If they say, you're not a first three-round pick, okay, well, I can make it happen if I'm a sixth rounder. I can make it happen if I'm drafted at all. So I understand kids not following the letter of these evaluations. I understand the spirit of the process and wanting to protect the integrity of it and not have the potential for corruption with agents and that kind of stuff. But I do think that that's part of this whole conversation. You're going to see NCAA reform in a number of ways, and maybe this is one of them. Maybe this, you know, to circle back to your original point, maybe Michael Turk being able to come back is something that changes the precedent in the future.
I really hope that it does. You know, the NCAA always talks about caring for the kids, wanting the best for them, and hanging this kid out to dry and several others, that's not in the best interest of the student athlete. It really isn't. So if you, that's why I do think this will eventually lead to some kind of rule change. You know, if it's like some of the other sports where you could test the waters, then come back, I think college football would be well served if that were the case. All right. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around. We've got a lot more Penn State football talk.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.